maybe I suggested that term.
Well, you did, frankly.
You say, it's not a main road, it's just a...
Well, I'd heard the term, but I'd probably sat here for 10 minutes before I thought of it, though. I wouldn't know what else to call it.
Side road, or...?
No, I'd probably call it a branch road if I had my...
Even if I hadn't loused the question up. What would you call the ditch beside a road?
Bar ditch.
Mm-hmm. If you were going to walk from here down to the highway down here, where would you walk?
I'd have to walk in the street.
Mm-hmm. If you were in at your folks' house, where would you walk?
On the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. If you were out in the country and you wanted to walk, not on the pavement.
On the shoulder. Mm-hmm. Shoulder of the road.
If you saw a boy out in a bunch of stones or rocks and he reached down like this and it went like that, what would you say he'd done?
He had thrown it. Some people say he chunked it.
Mm-hmm. He did what?
He chunked it.
Uh-huh.
I would say he threw it.
What?
The rock.
Uh-huh. And let's say he was standing by a stream and you saw this bounce on the other bank and then dribble off on into the grass and somebody said, did it go partway across?
He skipped across.
It didn't go partway across, it went...
I say it went all the way across.
Mm-hmm. And let's say you heard a crash of glass. You saw a broken window. Somebody said, what happened to that rock? You'd say it went where?
Through the window.
Uh-huh. And where are you now?
I'm in the living room.
In the living room, not downtown, you're...
Oh, I'm at home and... Mm-hmm.
If somebody is coming in this direction, what would he be doing in relation to me?
Be coming at you.
Mm-hmm. And if you go downtown and there's someone there that you didn't expect to see, and you came back and told Catherine about this man, she said, well, when did you plan to meet him? You say, I didn't plan to meet him, I just...
Saw him.
Just saw him, or just... Any other term you might use?
Oh, probably I would have said I just met him. Mm-hmm. Met him on the street.
Mm-hmm. I think my term would be bumped into him or ran into him.
Well, I might say ran into him also.
If
I don't ever say bumped into him, I don't remember ever using this.
Yeah, this is an odd one, isn't it?
I've heard a lot of people say it, but I don't believe I ever used it.
I think this would be my natural response. Mm-hmm. Bumped in. No, I don't know now. You can't analyze.
Well, there's a lot of these things, if you get to thinking about them, I mean, it's something you say every day, but then when you sit back and think about it,
you
wonder, why in the devil you use that term?
Or you wonder which one you use.
Yeah.
Because I can't sit down now and say, well, I use this one or I use this one, because it just doesn't work. Mm-hmm. If a boy is named Bill and his father is named Bill, you'd say his parents, they named the boy how?
After his dad.
What pets do you have?
I have a dog.
If you wanted him to chase another dog, what would you tell him?
Get him.
If you wanted him to come back to you?
I'd just say, come here.
Uh-huh. Is he a thoroughbred?
No.
What would you call a dog that's so just no particular pedigree?
Heinz variety.
And if two dogs are fighting and somebody tries to get in and pull apart with his hands, you'd say, don't get your hands in there or you'll get...
Bitten.
Mm-hmm. And pets, you might have a dog, you might have what else?
Cat.
Mm-hmm. If you were raising cattle, what animals would you need?
You mean in addition to the cattle, or...
No, just... If somebody said, well, let's go into cattle business,